Now you got it. You're welcome. You have a good day out here.
Connect is Kentucky's program for implementing the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Its information booth at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival, which celebrates one of the state's best-selling alcohol exports, has drawn interest from confused and conflicted people in need of health insurance.
I can't get insurance.
Mike Parkman likes that the new system does not deny coverage because of pre-existing medical conditions, but he doesn't like that the plan is offered to people who don't have jobs.
Obamacare is for everybody, and I think it should be for more of the working person than anything. I think people who work and pay their bills and doesn't collect a check, we should get it. They should give the people who actually work a chance to, you know, get insurance instead of just giving it out for free.
Carrie Banahan heads the Kentucky Health Exchange Program, which offers discounted health plans. She says many middle-class people don't realize that the Kentucky program is part of Obamacare and ironically end up liking many aspects of it.
So they don't understand that Connect, which is our health benefit exchange, as well as the Medicaid expansion, is part of the Affordable Care Act that people are calling Obamacare. So, you know, to us, it really makes no difference. We just want to get the people covered.
Families making up to $80,000 a year qualify for some assistance. Many of the unemployed and working poor who come to the Mission Frankfort Clinic in Kentucky's capital would qualify for free or subsidized health care under the expanded Medicaid part of Obamacare.
I felt it before I went in.
Aaron Willard, who suffers from diabetes and high blood pressure, says until now he had to choose between health insurance and food for his children.
Yeah, it's pretty hard, you know. Not being able to afford things.
Under Obamacare, he will likely qualify for free health care. Kentucky health officials hope to enroll more than 90% of the uninsured. The staff at the Mission will now help patients enroll in Obamacare programs where they can get more extensive and preventive care. But officials say there will still be a need for free clinics for the poor, at least until the transition to Obamacare is complete. Brian Patton, VOA News, Louisville.